RTB Radio National Station, it is 6:30 a.m.
Votre journal, Patience Winger, good morning.
Good morning, Steve. The headlines. Cameroonians are this Monday, June the 17th, observing a public holiday following a presidential decree signed by President Paul Biya last Thursday, the 13th of June, 2024. Activities marking the fourth edition of the Month of Cameroonian Children pick up steam beginning this Monday ahead of the official celebration of the Day of the African Child this Wednesday, June the 19th. Those are the headlines. The President of the Republic has, in conformity with the 1976 law, declared this Monday, June the 17th, as a public holiday across Cameroon. The information is contained in a presidential decree signed on Thursday, the 13th of June 2024. This comes following the celebration of the Feast of Sacrifice by Muslims yesterday, June 16. Meanwhile, Muslims in Yaoundé have used the occasion of the Feast of Sacrifice to pray for peace and unity to reign in Cameroon. Prayers to mark the feast at the Islamic complex in Chinga in Yaoundé were led by the spiritual leader Imam Umar Abaka, as you tell us, Ngu Henry.
The followers of Prophet Muhammad in Yaoundé braved the poor weather conditions and occupied just every available space in the Nzinga Islamic complex to take part in the special prayers to mark the Feast of Sacrifice. In his sermon on the central theme, the truth and falsehood, the spiritual leader Imam Umar Abaka, who doubles as one of the preachers of the Islamic affairs in Saudi Arabia, prayed for togetherness, peace and security in Cameroon. He said Allah has blessed the country with abundant natural resources, a beautiful landscape, and diverse ethnic groups which Cameroonians have to preserve by ensuring peace and security. The Imam invited Muslims to abandon their unholy ways, speak the truth, and be exemplary in the society. It was marked by the symbolic slaughtering of a ram, which reenacts the willingness of Prophet Ibrahim to sacrifice his son Ishmael in submission to Allah's command before he was stopped by Allah. The Imam exhorted the faithful to emulate the humble and obedient character traits of Ibrahim by making the sacrifice whenever need be without questioning. Some members of government, like the minister, deputy scribe at the presidency, Muhammadu Mustafa, and Minister Issa Chiruma Bakari, took part in the prayers.
The Muslim community in Kuseri, chief town of Logan and Shari division of the Far North region, was admonished to multiply acts of charity, especially by sharing with those in need. The call was that of the Imam of the Kuseri Central Mosque, Goni Mahamat, during a special prayer session to mark the 2024 Feast of Sacrifice in the presence of Minister Alamin Usman May. Patrick Tabo reports from Kuseri.
The thousands of Muslim faithfuls who converged on the Ngumate neighborhood for the 2024 Feast of Tabaski, amongst them Minister Alamin Usman May, embarked on a special prayer for peace and development in the country. The followers of Prophet Muhammad call on Allah, the Almighty, to continue to bless the people and their leader. Meantime, in his sermon, the Imam of the Kuseri Central Mosque, Goni Mahamat Abdul Kader, challenged faithfuls to multiply acts of charity, especially by sharing with those in need in their neighborhoods and society at large. Imam Goni Mahamat reminded them of the importance of the zakat, which is said is a daily practice to a Muslim faithful. Highlights of the Feast of the Ram at the Kuseri main prayer ground was the slaughtering of the sacrificial ram, an example for other faithfuls to emulate back in their homes. The Tabaski prayer session was also attended by the Assistant Senior Divisional Officer for Logan and Shari, Dewa Umaru. Patrick Tabo, CRTV News, Kuseri.
The Feast of Tabaski in Bamenda was characterized by calls from the Muslim community for the government to resolve an ongoing litigation over the ownership of the Old Town Prayer Ground situated below the Upstation Hill. The faithful argue that the current prayer ground is gradually becoming smaller to accommodate the growing Muslim faithful. Here is the report with Eric Lamia-Wufo.
The Old Town Prayer Ground was muddy and sticky as a result of a heavy downpour. The faithful meandered through the wet and sticky surfaces to offer their prayers to Allah. The faithful meandered through the sticky and wet surfaces to offer their prayers to Allah. One of the faithful, Adamu Garba, used the prayers to call on the government to resolve an ongoing conflict on the prayer ground.
We want the government to solve the problem and permit Muslims to pray here, this very place that we are. This added land to us, using the land, is more than now 5 years that we are using this very place.
The Muslim community is also working on a project under the Cameroon Muslim Community Development Association. Mokhtar Hamisu explains that it is aimed at giving visibility to the Muslim community.
With participatory development, where each Muslim, young, old, woman, male, could sacrifice 100 francs daily, will be able to contribute 36,500 francs a year per person. If we have 1 million Muslims, we'll be able to have 36.5 billion, which will help us to build also standard structures like hospitals, like banks, like there are a lot of things that the Muslim community is lacking behind.
The prayers and the slaughtering of a ram was conducted by Imam Tuku Muhammad.
And in the southwest region, prayers took place at the Boya Central Mosque under the coordination of Imam Alhaji Muhammad Abubakar Kinge Angela Parr with details.
Muslim faithfuls in Boya converged in their numbers at the Boya Central Mosque in commemoration of the Feast of the Ram. The message of the Imam of Boya, Alhaji Muhammad Abubakar, was that of an exemplary life of faith, love, and patience.
Abraham, not only did he have faith, but he trusted in God. We find in his way of life the power of endurance, tolerance, the power of cohesion. We are calling on Cameroonians to be exemplary persons like the like of Abraham alayhi salam. And his son. And when we ask, we should be ready also to persevere. Let us share love. Let us be people who are ready to sacrifice one another.
Some Muslim faithful say they look forward to continue the celebration by sharing as prescribed by the faith.
I'm our scandal room for. Everybody is well invited. We enjoy, we celebrate.
Celebrate this day very immensely. Alhamdulillah, we have already started by celebrating. So we move to our various houses, prepare for the day, and we continue. We invite visitors. We have guests, have fun with them.
The symbolic sacrifice of two healthy and non-defective rams at the ceremonial ground crowned the first part of celebrations and paves the way for festivities to follow at individual levels. Kinge Angela Parr, CRTV, Boya.
And to another one of our headline stories, activities launched within the framework of the fourth edition of the Month of Cameroonian Children continue in different parts of the country with focus on what government and children's rights advocacy organizations are doing to promote the well-being of all children. The hallmark of the event comes up this Wednesday when the celebration of the Day of the African Child will be officially presided over by the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinée, at the Planet of the Yaoundé 7 Council. Here is an excerpt of an interview of Minister Pauline Irene Guinée in which she states that assisting children of all categories is one of her main priorities of the year 2024. Take a listen.
So in 2024, we'll put the emphasis on social protection for children, and we will strengthen the institutional system for the protection of elderly. And we'll bring the assistance to the maladjusted, especially the refugees, the victim of abuse and disaster, the migrants. And another thing is that we started some infrastructural project a few years back, and we will need to continue the realization of those projects. So these are the main priorities for 2024.
That was the Minister of Social Affairs, Pauline Irene Guinée. The resident representative of the African Institute of Computer Sciences is sojourning in Nantes, France, where he is today expected to hold working sessions with officials of some universities in his capacity as one of UNESCO's chairs for Central Africa. Amang Claude Banda will be seeking to create partnerships that can pave the way for the implementation of permanent educational programs in some universities in Cameroon and beyond. He will be accompanied during his tours to identified institutions of higher learning in Nantes by the cultural technical advisor at Cameroon's embassy in France, Dr. Vinceline Akomja Avom. A geotechnical study of Bachenga clays will be scrutinized by members of a jury assigned to assess the dissertation of PhD student Menge Paulette Cathy at the National Polytechnic in Yaoundé today. And in sports football, Aigle Royal de la Menoir and Colombe Duja Elobo have qualified for the final of the 2024 Cup of Cameroon. They picked up their qualification ticket at the weekend after playing matches that were scheduled in some stadia across the country. Colombe Duja Elobo won Isosa of Limbe by 3-0, while Aigle Royal de la Menoir defeated Mintak FC of Upper Senegal by 1-0. That's the end of the news brought to you by me, Patience Wingo. Thanks for listening.
Merci Patience, on vous retrouve tout à l'heure.